to order. Welcome everybody here today. The agenda is longer, and I'm sorry, the agenda looks longer than it's going to be. Just for those of you who may be here on bills that we're not going to get to today, I'll run through from the top of the agenda. House Bill 3430 will not be heard today. House Bill 3578 has been pulled. It will not be heard at all. House Bill 3245 will be heard tomorrow. House Bill 3504 will be heard today. H.J.R. 52 will be heard today. House Bill 2731 we heard yesterday and moved out. House Bill 2759, that was yesterday. House Bill 2805 was yesterday. House Bill 2760 was yesterday. House Bill 2631 was yesterday. House Bill 2877 was yesterday. House Bill 3190 was yesterday. House Bill 2321 is being pulled. There's another Senate bill that will become the vehicle for that bill. House Bill 2223 has been pulled.
Pulled.
House Bill 2256 we will do in just a minute.
Pulled.
We won't be hearing it at all.
Dead.
D-E-D.
D-E-D. Dead,
House Bill 2985 will be up tomorrow. So.
Do you say this is tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
3578? 3578, lawyer, attorney for
Proponents,
not here.
Okay. Chairman?
Yes.
Will we still be meeting this evening?
We will be meeting tonight to deal with one bill.
Oh, okay.
What's the bill number for tonight, Council?
Chairman.
It's the Employer Liability Act bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that's House Bill 3605.
Not us.
Okay, let's begin with a work session on House Bill 2256. Council.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, as you remember, we took public testimony on House Bill 2256. Which would require an inmate to pay for basically their legal actions if they had funds in their inmate's trust account. There is a -1 amendment in your packet, and I see that Mr. Schuman from the Department of Justice is here.
Okay. Thank you. This is the committee. This goes back a ways. We heard this last, I think, on February 15th, and haven't seen it since. Mr. Schuman, if you could bring us up to date, kindly, please, and on the -1s as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is David Schuman. I'm the Deputy Attorney General. HB 2256 is known as the Prison Litigation Reform Act. It's a state version of a statute that has a federal analog. The federal statute resulted in approximately 46% reduction in inmate lawsuits. The Act does two basic things. First, it requires prisoners who have sufficient funds in their inmate trust account to pay their own costs and court fees in civil litigation. And second, it prohibits a fourth frivolous lawsuit. If an inmate has filed three lawsuits, which has been dismissed on various grounds, of being frivolous or non-meritorious, they cannot have their fees waived in a fourth lawsuit unless they can demonstrate that the lawsuit involves imminent danger of physical injury. When we brought this to you the first time, some technical objections from the Judicial Department and from Corrections emerged. They had to do with some bookkeeping matters, how the trust account was going to be handled, and the judicial branch had a problem with one section of this bill, which would have required a trial court to perform an expedited and immediate review of any prisoner litigation and to dismiss it if it was deemed frivolous. All of those objections have been met in the -1 amendments, and we think the bill is ready to move. If you're ready to move it.
I recall this hearing was the one, I think, where Judge Lipscomb showed up with a box full of file documents that he said was a prisoner litigation suit, as I recall, and I think if memory serves anywhere, I think that's what the visual aid that brings this bill back to mind. I guess my question on the dash one, do those really just address the technical amendments then? There's no substantive changes?
The one substantive change is that the provision which would have required a trial court to conduct a immediate expedited review as a kind of filter has been deleted.
All right, any questions for Mr. Schuman? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
is
you.
Anybody else here, since this is our first time to look at these dash one amendments, we're not in public hearing, we're in work session, but I'll be willing to hear from anybody else that has looked at these and wants to speak on the dash ones. Okay? If not, Representative Wells, thank you. Representative Wells moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2256. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? So ordered. Representative Wells moves House Bill 2256 to the floor with as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, please call the roll.
Representative Batson?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Excuse?
Representative Lowe?
As a courtesy, I vote aye, and I reserve my right on the floor to oppose this. If any other objections come forth, I don't feel like I have enough data on this, and for some reason, this is the contents of my file. I need to look at my notes when I look at them. Sorry.
Representative
Verbalow?
Yes.
Representative
Walker?
Excused.
Representative
Wells?
Yes.
Representative
Williams?
Yes.
Representative Witt?
Yes.
Chair
Kennedy? Aye. House Bill 2256 goes as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Carrier? Representative Wells, do you want that? You made the motion, you got it. Okay. Ms. Felton, when are we supposed to have our telephone connection with House Bill 3504?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 2:30.
And we are still waiting for amendments on HJR 52? Okay, we will be in recess. What's everybody else here for? Anybody, am I overlooking a bill here? Okay, we will be in recess then until we see the amendments on HJR 52 that will be coming up.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
When are we expecting them?
5 minutes ago. I tell you what, let's take recess until...
Quarter till.
Ten till.
Okay.
Be in recess.